You remember, Peter, on the 29th of June, at the 41st Ordinary Summit of ECOWAS, the heads of state took a decision, having heard reports about the non-inclusiveness of the current transitional government in Mali from several stakeholders in the Malian crisis, decided that with the facilitation of the mediator, that is President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso, and also the regional contact group on Mali, they should broaden the base of the government, so to make it more inclusive, and also to have a roadmap leading to the restoration of the territorial integrity of the Mali, and also the conduct of transparent, free, fair elections, to elect a new president by the end of the 12-month transition. So these two key elements were the subject of the discussion of the regional contact group that met in Burkina Faso just 2 weeks ago to deliberate on how to move it forward. So it was with the participation of virtually all the stakeholders in the Malian polity and in the regional contact group made up of 7 heads of state. So the decision they took was that before 31st July, the stakeholders in Mali, that is the parliament, the political parties, civil society organizations, organized labor, women's organizations, and all that, should come up with proposals on broadening the base of the government to make it more inclusive in order to have a legitimate authority in Bamako, which the international community can deal with in resolving the double crisis, the constitutional crisis and the rebellion in the north. So by 31st July, they are supposed to submit all their proposals to the interim president, who will then forward them to the mediator for further action. And by that date also, all the stakeholders should come together under the facilitation of the transitional government and the prime minister to draw up a timetable, a roadmap leading to with major tasks along the way and a timeline for their execution leading up to the election of a new president for the country. So these were the two key decisions that were taken there, and the deadline here that we have to look at is 31st July.
Some Malians, especially civil society groups, express concern that they have been consistently neglected from participating in the decision-making of their country. Will ECOWAS encourage these stakeholders to also contact them?
Yes. What I'm saying is that, in fact, this meeting of the contact group was called purposely for that. And then we had representation from civil society groups, in fact, about 6 or 7 of the civil society networks in the country were represented, and they all made statements at the meeting as to what they were looking forward to. Among them was actually the Association of Citizens from the North of Mali that was also there, bringing their own input into the discussion. Then we had from the state institutions, we had the parliament, and then the political parties in the country who were also present, and also the interim government was there, represented. So the meeting actually represented a forum of the broad, a cross-section of the Malian society. All the active forces in Mali were actually represented at this meeting. And from now on, all the processes leading to the formation of that inclusive government of national unity shall have the full participation of all these stakeholders. They are going to make their input, and they are going to have representation in that government. So that is what ECOWAS has listened to them, and it has actually agreed with them, that the current government is not representative enough. And so This is the move that ECOWAS has given, and all these groups are supposed to make their views heard on the composition and functions of the government by the 31st of July this month.
Some analysts in Mali have said that bringing in foreign troops will not resolve the problem in the north, and that the Malian National Army should be properly equipped and motivated to resolve the problem in Mali's north.
We've taken on board all these concerns. Look, the Malian Army, as it is currently composed and as it functions now, is very dysfunctional. The whole command chain is turned upside down. There is a lot of indiscipline, officers taking orders from non-commissioned officers and all that. And their morale is very low, having gone through the experiences that they've gone over the past few months. So ECOWAS understands that very perfectly. And also, foreign troops who do not know the terrain in the harsh Sahelian north of Mali cannot be of any use, as far as ending the rebellion militarily is concerned. So ECOWAS' strategy is very clear. Right now, as I'm speaking with you, a technical assessment mission of ECOWAS, with the participation of the African Union experts and also the UN experts, are in Mali right now assessing the state of the army and drawing up plans for the eventual deployment of this troop. That mission, that is it's called MISEMA. That is the ECOWAS mission in Mali, is made up of its standby force, and its main objectives are threefold. One, to secure the transitional process in Bamako. And number two, to work with the Malian army in order to restructure it, reinstill discipline, and re-equip it, and then train it, for the path ahead. Meanwhile, negotiations are ongoing. We hope that we will not come to the military solution, in the case of Mali. But if that happens, it is the Malian army that is going to form the arrowhead of any move to restore the territorial integrity of Mali. They are going to be supported by the ECOWAS standby force and the international community with regard to the air support, supply of rations, equipment, and other things. But the Malian army is the army going to do the job. They are just going to do it with the assistance of the ECOWAS standby force and also the technical and financial assistance of the international community. So we have a three-step process here: securing the transition, retraining and re-equipping the Malian army, reorienting it for the task ahead, and then the third one, if need be, a military option to recover the territorial integrity of the country with the support of this ECOWAS standby force. So in all our calculations, it is the Malian army that is going to, be in the lead, that they will provide the ground troops. They are going to confront the enemy. But first and foremost, they must be reorganized. So that is the process that ECOWAS is pursuing.
How confident are you that ECOWAS will spearhead and help assist Mali to in its democratic journey and to protect unarmed civilians as well as property in the country?
We are very confident. We are very confident about it. And I think we are getting a lot of cooperation from all sections of the Malian community today, because they understand very clearly that the vandalism going on in Timbuktu, the destruction of world heritage sites, the mass rape of women, summary execution that are going on, is not good for them, it's not good for the region, it's not good for the international community. Added to that is the real risk of a bid for terrorists of all kinds, from whom nobody is safe in the world. We understand that very well. And they also understand that the Malian system cannot deal with these double crises of the constitutional crisis and the rebellion in the north. So there is a lot of goodwill towards the deployment of the forces. And we are very confident that together with our partners, particularly the African Union, the United Nations, and also the countries in the region, neighboring Mali, you know, we are talking about Mauritania, we are talking about Algeria, who are not members of ECOWAS, but who are the peak in what is happening there, will all come together. And I think there will a high level of constitution, unity among, you know, all these forces, international forces that I speak to you about. And if we come together, there is nothing that that people have led intervention cannot do to make sure that the Malian army is able to perform its core duty of defending the territorial integrity, first recovering it and defending it, and also having a smooth transition that will lead to the election of a president, you know, by March of next year. By March of next year, we expect to have a president installed. And we are very determined about that. And all the stakeholders in Mali want it. And ECOWAS has shown its commitment over the since the crisis broke as far back as January that the Malian situation is just not a national issue, it's a regional issue. And beyond that, it's an international issue. I think that understanding is there for all. And you know, and we also have the know-how and the goodwill, the political will to carry this through. So I am very confident that the double task we have set ourselves will be accomplished and within the time frame.